This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Look, I don't want to be looking too far ahead into the future and whatnot, because Friday's a great thing, and it's not going to be so damn cold tomorrow.
Thank God.
Oh, goodness.
Jeez, man.
I know. I hate it.
What is this? What are you doing? Where are you going on Monday?
I'm heading to Los Angeles this weekend. AEW is doing the pay-per-view at the Staples Center, so I'll be down there.
Could you do me a favor and just stop being such a big deal? Because
can you stop being such a star, babe?
Yeah,
it's annoying.
Being such a star. First of all,
we miss you.
You're making Michaela and I, with our very fragile egos, you're making us very uncomfortable.
You're making us look bad, babe.
With your stardom. Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted for the first time ever in my radio career. I don't know what to say. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm just talking. But really, you're making us uncomfortable with your stardom and your massiveness.
I know. This Gorge just posted a thing yesterday. 91,000 YouTube followers.
What'd you just call him?
This little Gorge.
This Gorge.
Short for gorgeous.
With his matinee idol
his
looks.
Beautiful hair. He started the podcast in 2023. Like, the hustle is real, baby.
He looked at me like, what? Like, literally, like I stabbed him. He just looked at me like, what did you just say?
Yeah. We're hours away from the weekend.
All just jokes.
Killing it, babe.
Well, the FU part is jokes. But the other part of you being a big star and everything, that's our way of saying we're proud of you.
Listen, I
appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. But yes, this weekend I'll be in L.A. for AEW's pay-per-view, so that's why I won't be here on Monday.
One step closer to leaving the show. I see what's happening here.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. His baby is also a star. Did you see that yesterday?
No.
His baby son, who's obsessed with Chet, he literally comes in. He's like, hi, Chet. It's the cutest thing I've ever heard. He was so devastated about the John Cena turning heel. So he was like, my life is over. He put it on Instagram. It's up to like, 100,000 views?
Something like that.
They're
it's going
obsessed
crazy.
With him
Come
now.
On,
dude. It's a part of the funniest thing this week. And I know we've talked a lot about John Cena and Cody Rhodes and all this stuff happening. But the montages that have been created from parents posting their son's reactions, the tears, the misunderstanding, the broken hearts, the becoming adults.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, dude.
It's a big deal. It's a life moment.
Yeah.
You'd never know.
Yeah.
Things can always, as we've learned here over the last 24 hours.
Truly.
Yesterday, it's been out there. Our company went through some cuts. It wasn't as rough as they said it would be. There was talk of 250 to 300, although there could be more today. But yesterday they cut 50. But my best friend lost his job yesterday.
Yeah,
here
sorry,
in the building.
Dude.
Yeah, and it sucks. It just sucks. Could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. And it was funny. Our boss, God love her, kind of called to take the temperature.
Sure.
Which was very sweet. I appreciated that. But kind of had a pre-planned, kind of had a, you know, she had a wrap that she was ready to deliver.
Yeah.
And I said to her, you know, I foresaw yesterday that it could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think she understood what I was saying. But I was like, no, it really, because quite honestly, I thought she could have been one of the, you know?
Yeah.
Like no one was safe.
Mm-hmm.
True story. This room, I was told at a fairly high level. I was told this room was safe, us. But I said, there better not touch a hair on either one of your heads.
Yeah.
And I knew they wouldn't, but I also said,
right,
you jump, I jump.
You know,
one of us goes, we all go.
I appreciate that.
And I knew Mercedes was safe. And I knew Heather down the hall was safe. Everybody else was on the block
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we just lost one. So,
whew. Yeah.
Uneasy. Sending good vibes into the Friday. It's our weekend. Yeah.
All right.
Can you do me a favor and never talk with that voice again? I mean, just if you don't mind. Stop being so famous and never talk with that voice again. Thanks. Good. Happy Friday, everybody.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, okay, Connor. Connor and his wife have been married for just 2 months now. And they're in the middle of their first, what he's calling their first running dispute.
Okay. I like it.
Are you running dispute people in your household?
No. I feel like I literally just tell at least exactly how I feel and then we move on and vice versa.
Yeah, get it done.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, don't like that. She's like, sorry. I'm like, bye. Same for her. Bye.
Wait, how does that go again?
Hey, I don't like that. She's like, sorry.
Okay,
I'm bye.
Bye.
And same. She's got to like that. I'm like, okay, sorry.
Going to work.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, because you don't have time.
I don't have time for anything.
That's the way Amy and I are, too.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't have time for BS.
I know.
So they've got a running dispute. Running disputes in your house, Adrian?
Rare occasions. Most of the time, we settle it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
For this relationship that you don't have, I don't know how it all works. I don't know how it all works with you. And I like that. I like the mystery. So she, Connor's wife, who shall not be named apparently.
Okay.
I don't know why. She believes that they should share an Instagram account. He believes that they should be, that their pages should be left separate along with the privacy settings that go with it. He wants to know if she's right, or, I mean, this is the definition of a...
Oh, yeah.
A P1's court. It's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. Here's the funny part. He wants to know if she's right, or... does he look guilty for not wanting to share a page? You know, it's possible for more than one thing to be true.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've always had an opinion on this.
But me too. I do have an opinion. And if you do as well, now is the time to call 702-364-9898. A pair of passes for our advanced screening. Novocaine in 4DX with seat motion and environmental effects that put you in the heart of the action. If you're free on Monday, we would love to go with you to this thing. So call us right now, would you?
Oh, I leave cool.
First pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Is it Tiffany, brother?
Yes, Tiffany Gates, Southern Highlands.
Yeah, great. Inside the gates or no?
Yes, inside gates.
Really?
Wait, is this the first time we've
like,
had...
No, like the gates? Inside the walls?
No. No, unfortunately not.
Oh, okay. That's okay. We
no,
don't
just
care.
You
so cool.
You have a gate. You don't have the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have...
No, I'm in Desert's Edge, technically. So, yeah, we're behind gates, but not related to Bill Gates by any means.
Desert. That's funny. Desert's Edge. Desert's Edge, which is not Southern Highlands or Mountain's Edge... It's Desert's Edge. Don't get it twisted.
It's the new edge, but I didn't know if a lot of people were familiar with it yet.
You are the greatest. I know. Absolutely the greatest. It's the new edge.
The new edge. It's
the new edge. Yeah.
So good. Connor and his wife been married a couple of months. They're in the middle of their first running dispute. Do you do running dispute at your house, Tiff?
No, I'm the same as you guys. You know, we talk about it, we move on from it. Life's too short.
No, we're on and gone. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine something going over 2 or 3 days. I'm still mad at you about this. We need to have a discussion about this.
Ugh.
What?
It gives me anxiety just thinking about that.
Same.
Right? Like just walking on eggshells. Ugh.
I felt that on the outside of my breasts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cover them up, Chad. Seriously.
Pecs.
Stop.
Chin
you
up.
Look great today.
Chin up.
Looking in your eyes.
Chin up. Put them out. Chin up, chest out. Here we go. So she thinks that they should share an Instagram account. He thinks their pages should be left separate along with the privacy settings that go with it. He wants to know if she's right or does he look guilty for not wanting to share a page. Tiffany, what do you think?
I know a lot of married couples that have like a shared Facebook, like my mom and my dad do, but my dad is never on social media. He's not about it. And so my mom really is the one that runs the page. But I think that separate accounts are completely fine. That's the way that you can express, you know, your own life and things that are going on. And I don't think it makes him look guilty. If he feels guilty, that might be his own, you know, issue. But I think separate accounts are fine and she shouldn't be forcing a shared account.
I could blow this whole thing up right now, but I won't. Michaela?
I just feel like I think it's nice to have life outside of each other. And I think it's okay to have separate Instagrams. Listen, if you're like Tiff's parents or you're older, you didn't come from the social media generation. Like, I get that.
Sure.
But if you're like in these generations where we kind of had it, I think it's... Yeah, dude, because you can use social media for so many things. Pinterest, decorating,
right.
Home good. Like, I think it's weird.
Tiffany, Connor's wife, just say it out loud. You don't want him looking at girls. He's going to look at girls.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Do you look guilty? As sin, Connor.
Nah.
You look guilty as sin. You are guilty. You're looking at girls. You're looking at girls that you wouldn't, that if your wife comes in the room and you're looking at girls on your Instagram and Adrian's like, stop telling the secret. Your wife comes in the room and you automatically swipe to something else because you know you don't want your wife knowing that you're looking. But we're dudes and we're visual like that. Not that women aren't. But guys are. Here's the thing. And we can look at a girl and go, wow, she's so hot. And then, oh, look, the game's on. We can be more than one thing.
Yeah.
So Connor's wife, if you're worried that he's talking to girls, you've got a different problem.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not a joint social media problem. That's maybe we should go to therapy problem, which I'm all for, agree with. Don't think that's weird at all, but she shouldn't be doing that.
I had a friend whose wife very politely yet very firmly insisted that her husband leave certain aspects of social media because he did not know how to handle himself in the DMs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's just that. So Connor's wife, if that's your issue, that then fine. But outside of that, pretty innocent.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
I think so.
Cool. Well, Tiffany, we'll see you on Monday at Red Rock. What is it? Red Rock? Regal Red Rock? I can't find the thing on my page.
It is Regal Red Rock.
There it is. For Novocaine and 40X with Seat Motion and Environmental Effects. Ooh. Vibrating
awesome,
seats.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Have fun, Tiff.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. Hang on one second.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Oh, my goodness. It's Friday. Let's go with some good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You may have seen, if you watch CNN, a big profile on a college basketball player named Bailey Cinnamon Daniel, who was born with one arm.
No.
Yeah, she plays hoop for a small college, Lesley University in Massachusetts. She got cut from her high school team her senior year, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
She says that motivated her even more. She recently became the first female player with one arm to make a basket in a Division III game.
I love people that hear rejection and let it motivate them. Like, she's incredible. She's so smart and strong, and that's amazing.
Sometimes she's got to find the right people that appreciate you as well.
Yeah.
A band made up of teachers in New Jersey had a concert on Sunday. It's kind of like School of Rock.
I was thinking Jack Black.
Teachers Rock for Teachers. They did it as a fundraiser to help teachers affected by the LA wildfire.
Oh, I love it.
How
so much.
Great is this?
Yeah.
They kind of felt like they needed to do it, the New Jersey teachers did, because after Hurricane Sandy in 2012, so many teachers from California helped them.
Oh my God, I love that. I didn't know that.
Full circle moment.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Just awesome. Okay, thumbs up or thumbs down on this. It's good feeling stories of the day, but sometimes they're not always good. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a judgment call. A United Airlines flight attendant. Oh, it was a flight attendant. Okay. The flight attendant can do this. United Airlines flight attendant pulled out his violin and started entertaining passengers after the flight touched it down in San Francisco. Some people say it's annoying. Other people say it's awesome. A third group said, yeah, it's giving Titanic vibes.
Oh,
but the plane had already landed. Stop it. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I immediately went to Titanic. Thumbs down. Get me off the plane.
If the plane is already on the ground, fine. Because at most, you're holding me captive for your screechy violin playing.
But also iconic.
For 5 minutes, maybe. Yeah. You know, it's good. If it was if it's a passenger, does that make it better or worse? To me, it makes it way worse. And shut up, I'll break your Stradivarius over your head.
Makes it worse, but also I am laughing in my mind thinking that he was like, they still have to sit here until the bell goes off. I'm going to make them listen to my violin.
But the flight, if it's a flight attendant, okay, it's all right.
I guess.
Have an amazing weekend. Hopefully everything good starts right now. We hope you've had a great week. All of it. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Golden Knights tonight. Oh, Riley Smith is back. Arguably the best looking Golden Knight of all time. I know there are plenty of ladies that are very excited about Riley Smith coming back.
I know. I feel like they're in my family.
That's a good looking. Oh, that they were.
The gals are into it.
Was I wrong?
No, you were not.
Yeah.
What you weren't was wrong.
You seem surprised by this, Adrian.
No. I just love a hot take.
Good looking, sweet shooting, smooth skating son of a you know what.
It's a good combo.
Yeah, man. And Sidney Crosby coming to town. Here's the thing about this. You know, Crosby's one of the greatest of all time, and you never know when it's going to be the last time.
Yeah.
So it's got a little hair on it tonight, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little something to it. Running Rebels at New Mexico tonight. That's going to be a tough. New Mexico's good this year. So that's going to be another tough test for the Rebels as they head for the conference tournament. Lady Rebels begin their quest for a fourth straight Mountain West tournament title. They're already four-time in a row regular season champions.
Yeah.
They go for a fourth straight tournament title starting Monday at noon. They're the number one seed, so they get to wait while folks start fighting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas Thriller in Atlanta tonight. Desert Dogs at home.
All right.
I might take my wife, go have a beer and a hot dog, and go to the Desert Dogs
tonight.
Oh, my
God. Do that. That's so fun.
Want to go?
No, I got to sing, dude.
Sorry. It'd be dope if you wore the sparkly gown and we went. I bet we'd get on the screen.
I mean, Chet, if you wanted me to.
Bet we'd get on the screen and I'd chug my beer.
Call the win right now.
That's
call
what
out
you're supposed
for me.
To do. No, we'll just do it.
Okay.
We'll just go.
Fine.
Because are you at Delilah tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got big breaks in the middle.
We'll just leave.
Go down and just do it. Yeah, and we'll
just
come back.
The field.
No, we'll come back. Do it on time.
I like how your brain works.
Set an alarm in our phone and just
go.
Okay, so we spring forward. This is the most American thing ever. We spring forward Saturday night into Sunday,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, we all hate it. We all go, we should change it. And the debate for ending it has been kicking around forever. Decades.
Yeah.
Literally decades. There have been several times recently, it felt like it was going to happen, even on the state level. Nevada's gone. We're getting rid of this. Apparently, the folks that are in charge now, Trump and Musk, they're for ending the madness. But we've heard this before.
Yeah.
They all say it.
Everyone.
However, I'm told here's a quote. It's a 50-50 issue. And if it's a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about the prospects of solving it.
Ugh.
And I went, 50-50 issue?
Yeah.
What the legitimate gospel F are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's not a 50-50 issue. I don't know anybody who likes this.
1,000,000%.
This is dumb. What do you mean 50? I was outraged.
No, good.
I don't care.
Great.
Politics to me is a personal thing. So with everybody, I've said this 1,000,000 times. I've cleaned out my timelines quite a bit lately. Not because I disagree with your politics. It's because you're boring. That's all you talk about is politics, and you bore me. So I don't care. Go scream to somebody else. But this. So apparently, Elon Musk put a poll up on X and said, would you like to stick to standard time permanently, which is the time we're in now?
Sure.
Or would you like to make daylight saving? It's not savings, by the way, illiterate.
Daylight every saving. Year when I'm talking about it.
Right. It's not Valentine's. What's wrong with you? But would you like to make daylight saving permanent and not go back in the fall? Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's a 50-50 issue is we can't decide which freaking way we want to go.
Oh my God.
We can't decide which one we want to stick with. And therefore, that's the fight.
Dudes, but why would you want it to get darker faster? I feel like the obvious choice would just be to keep daylight as long as possible.
Well, there you go. However, there are those who disagree with you, and they want it to be lighter earlier.
Well, they're wrong. I'm just kidding.
I'm telling you, that's the, right there, in a nutshell, if this is not the dumbest thing you ever, last we checked, more than 1.3 million people have voted on Elon Musk's deal.
Mm-hmm.
58% want an hour later with daylight saving time. 42% want an hour earlier of sunshine with standard time.
Well, great. I look forward to fighting about this for the next 30 years.
This is amazing.
Cool.
So it'll never get done.
No. I was wondering, too. I'm like, I thought we passed this 5 million times. No.
There's only about 19% of us, which is me, that says, I don't care. Pick one.
Yeah, I could go with that too.
Flip a coin.
I just rock, paper, scissors this situation and move on.
Best out of three.
I know.
Best out of three, three out of five.
I've solved a lot of
Four
issues
out
with
of seven.
Rock, paper, scissors.
One time and that's it?
No, best out of three. That's
best
the way
of
to
three.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Sure. One, two, three and go or go on three?
Okay, let's Squid Games it. You'd say rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
There you go. Is that Squid Games? Is that how they do it?
I don't know. I think it was in the...
No, here's the big argument. 19%, yeah, 19% of Americans prefer waking up when it's dark out. So they add it on to, and other people want. So the thinking is morning people, us.
Yeah.
Older folks prefer standard time, which makes it light earlier. To be honest with you, I don't care. I'm good with it being dark early. It makes me feel like I'm getting away with something.
Okay.
It makes me feel like I'm ahead of the game.
Okay, I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, I get it.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, the sun's coming up. Look how much I've accomplished.
I am superior.
Okay, maybe. maybe that's how I feel.
Okay.
The other, also, younger adults and night owls like the later sunset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Which I love as well. And I'm willing to deal with, because I can go to sleep anywhere. I don't care.
Yeah. You're so lucky for that, by the way.
I don't need it dark to go to sleep.
Ugh, I'll jealous.
If I decided, I would go to sleep right now if I needed to.
Really?
Yeah, let's try it. here's Billie Eilish. I'm going to just take a nap.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
And welcome to the Michaela's Hometown Throwdown pregame show.
Yes, I love it.
I'm your host, Chet Buchanan, alongside Michaela Gordon and Statmaster Adrian Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Adrian, going into today's championship round, you've uncovered a stat that nobody really had taken into consideration until this moment.
Absolutely, Chet. A historic main event got set up here in a moment. Sherlyn Casagna started her journey defeating someone trying to get their fifth win in the championship belt. And in her journey to win her belt and her championship belt, she would have had to go through two former champions.
That's crazy. No, that's you're right. Has she had a more difficult path to five wins than anybody?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, I think so too. Hi, Sherlyn.
Hi, I really need to win today. I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
And if I don't win, I'm going to keep calling, but I'm already getting taxed on my prizes.
I love it. No, I love that.
You got it, babe.
Nobody, I will say this, and it's a great thing. As much as I'm the same way. As much as I hate losing, I hate to lose.
Yeah.
But I love winning even that much more. Yeah. And that's Sherlyn. Sherlyn loves to win.
She said, I'll harass you until I get what I came for.
Now,
and I respect that.
Now, Adrian brought up moments ago that Sherlyn, if she were to become the 15th five-time champion in history, that she would have to go through not one, but two former champions. Who's on the phone now?
We got Nicole Torres from Spring Valley.
So Nicole only won once?
I believe so.
How many times did you win?
Just once.
Just the once.
Okay.
I don't know why I felt like you had gotten to the verge. I felt like you had won four times.
Same.
And then we're going for the fifth. Not unlike Sherlyn is now. But you only had one win under your belt. It's funny. It was very memorable. Yeah.
I was memorable. You were hoping for me, Chet.
I guess.
Manifesting.
It was the promise of you, I guess. Well, you guys know how to play the game. Buzz in with your name. Do not answer until you are called upon, just to make sure that you are, in fact, the one who got in first. First 1-3 wins the championship. Nicole, if you win today, you get your choice of whatever we got left, which includes Pitbull tickets, Angela Johnson Reyes tickets, and Post Malone travel and tailgate, big-ass VIP tailgate passes. So, Sherlyn, you're playing for a belt and Chet Buchanan Show shirts and to be the 15th all-time five-time champion. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Will Ferrell recently did an interview where he talks about how John C. Reilly made him laugh so hard he broke character when he threatened to touch his drum set. What's the name of the movie?
Oh, you better get it. I know this like I know my own name. 3, 2, 1. The movie is Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. The scene in question is Will Ferrell is passed out and John C. Reilly stands over him and says, yeah, one time I was in Playgirl and my name was Mike Honcho. And yes, I did spread my butt cheeks.
I want to support you so deeply right now, but you could not be more wrong.
What are you talking about? No, that's right. That's right. I just read it day before yesterday.
It's not, babe.
And I've known it for years.
Not the right answer. I'm going to read the question again.
Oh, my gosh.
Will Ferrell recently did an interview where he talks about how John C. Reilly made him laugh so hard he broke character.
As Mike Honcho in television.
When he threatened to touch his drum set. What's the name of the movie?
Oh, well, that's Step Brothers. Yeah. I didn't hear the drum set part because I already knew the answer.
That's exactly.
And I was listening intently.
I know it.
You must be judging. By the way, that's wrong.
Yeah. No, is it? Okay.
Yeah,
no,
that's wrong, too.
Okay. You got it.
Unless
that's all right. I'll let you know
what's funny?
One.
Will Ferrell is going around telling multiple stories about John C. Reilly making him break character.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. He's a wild man.
Because he's like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you not impressed with my knowledge, though?
I was so impressed with you. And so I was on that journey writing.
No, it was true.
But also as like a big sister being like, how do I break this?
No, you just tell it to me straight.
Him. Yeah, okay.
Fine. All right.
Great.
No points awarded. Here we go.
Selena Gomez and her fiancé are set to release their album.
Charlene.
Benny Blanco
is Selena Gomez's fiance. Champion strikes first.
Yes, babe. An Evel Knievel biopic is coming out, and producers are in talks with having this A-lister, known for his role as Jack in the Titanic, play Evel
Knievel. Charlene!
Johnny Depp?
No, not Johnny Depp.
Oh. Okay.
Would you like to, Nicole, would you like to steal? Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio? Yes, Jack in the Titanic. Not Jack Sparrow. Jack in the Titanic.
Oh, I see that. I see.
I totally got it, too.
Uh-huh.
That's two of those in a row where you're like, oh, I got it. No.
I know, dude. I know.
Right of it.
It's Friday, you guys.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
No doubt about it. I'm drunk already. We're tied at one.
Jennifer Lopez is allegedly furious that the pictures are all over of her ex-husband hanging out so much with his ex-wife. What is his name?
Charlene!
Just barely.
Ben Affleck?
Is it Ben Affleck? Yeah, and the stories are that Affleck wouldn't mind getting back together. He knows the timing's wrong.
That's right.
But she is just, she's like, no, thank you.
No, she's kind of like, maybe, but I'm scared to get my heart broken again.
Okay,
no,
this is twice this has happened. I read that story right after I read the Mike Honcho story.
Oh, are you the pop culture queen now?
Yes.
Self-titled?
Yes.
By myself?
Yes.
No.
Do you know what I do for a living?
She has not been seen with her boyfriend since February 20th. The rumors are circulating. She would think about getting back with Ben Affleck because they have children, but she's afraid of heartbreak.
You know, I would love to show you the source material.
Oh, yeah? Then do it.
I want to find, what's funny is I want to find out what you're reading as opposed to what I'm reading. Because I know we're both right.
Yeah, of course we are.
And what we've learned here today is a lot of that stuff that you read is crap.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Trash.
No, trash.
That's why I like it.
Trash. All right. Champion 2, Challenger 1.
This actress says the film industry saved her from a childhood that was not very nice, which is why she starred so young in movies like Casper, Adam's Family, and the movie Now and Then.
Charlene
for the win, and to become our 15th ever 5-time champion.
Christina Ricci?
Is it Christina? I believe you pronounce it Ricci, but, you know, as we've heard today, I could be wrong. Could be. I don't know. Is it Christina? However you want to pronounce her last name, it starts with an R-I-C-C-I. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our 15th 5-time champion. I got to be honest, Nicole, I'm not so sure you stood a chance today.
You know what? She really wants that belt, so yeah. I wanted her to have it.
I love it.
Maybe she can give me a prize, too.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got a stack of them. Nicole, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
See you, buddy. I'm going to call Chuck over at Dollar Loan Center and get a loan so I can get these belts made. I'm going to get on the stick.
Uh-huh.
Get these things happening. Ladies and gentlemen, 55-time champions.
Woo!
Including Laura Murata of Sunrise. Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland, who we love. Well, we love them all.
Yeah.
But Jill Gilliland, who we just talked to earlier this week, mm-hmm. from Wagon Wheel. Sandy Bozek of Rhodes Ranch, Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg, remember her from Southern Highlands? Mm-hmm. Outside of the gates, not inside. Parisa Solomini of the Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata, Andrea Cano of Best of the West, Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge. Add to that list Sherlene Casagna of Sunrise Manor, the 15-5-time champion of Michaela's hometown throwdown. Congratulations. Sherlene, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I just here to represent the city of champs. We're number one again. So, thank you for yes! giving me the chance.
Also, 17 wins overall for Sunrise Manor. Now 3 ahead of Aliante. We'll come back on Monday. Congratulations. Hang on one second.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, buddy. Yeah, that's awesome. We will begin a new week with a brand new game and 2 brand new contestants on Monday on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Michaela, they say the 2 greatest words in sports are?
What?
Game 7. That's what they say. The 2 greatest words in sports are Game 7. I got 2 more words for you. 2 of the greatest words on the Chet Buchanan Show, I'll say to you right now.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Disney Cruise.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, because it's not going to rain today, you're going to do what?
Roller skating. Around my block.
Skating or rollerblading?
No, skating. I'm skating not a blader.
With the 4 wheels.
Quads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You said they're gold?
Yeah, I got them last year. They're gold with pink wheels. They're pretty cool.
Oh.
I know.
Are they like urethane wheels, like skateboard wheels?
Yeah, kind of.
Rubbery kind of. Here's the thing, because I'm worried about, because things are rough. You know what I'm saying? Like there's rough and rocks and pebbles and stuff.
Oh, you think I'm going to.
The urethane ones will maybe
knock
give
me
you a
over.
Chance. Yeah, do you have pads?
No.
Helmet?
No. No, Chet, I'm 37 years old. I'm not going to skate around my block with a helmet and knee pads. I would rather just fall and hurt myself, okay?
All the more reason, old lady, you'll bust a hip.
Listen, I'm not going to be out there with my little elbow pads and knee pads.
No, why not? Cute.
Because I would look like a lame.
No, you'd look like roller derby.
I've gotten a lot of experience.
Look badass.
Maybe. I feel like I have enough experience from my time at Crystal Palace off of Rancho for 10 years.
No, you're not wearing pads and a helmet in Crystal Palace.
No, but that's where I got my expertise, and I'm not doing it around my block either. The people will talk about me.
They're talking anyway.
I know. It's probably my booty shorts. They're like, please send her home.
I was going to say.
Is it necessary to wear a crop top, Michaela?
It's not your beauty. It's your booty. Good for you. But good for you, though.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Antonio Walsh from Galleria.
Oh, right on. Hey, we haven't heard from Galleria in a while. That's dope.
Hi.
All right, what's an old person habit that you've adopted? Because it's a really good idea. That was the thread that I read. Do you do weekend errands before noon so you beat the crowds?
Yes, definitely.
I love that. I love it.
Totally, I do.
My best friend in Seattle gets the dog and they go get a coffee and a puppuccino. Then they go gas up the cars, wash the cars, rain or shine. Gas up the cars, wash the cars. He got 2 cars, so he's got to make 2 loops.
Sure.
Gas up the cars, wash the cars, and then go get the dry cleaning. And whatever else small that his wife will allow him to do by himself. Okay. You know what I mean? He's not going to Costco without it.
Yeah, no.
But those kind of things. And he calls me most Saturdays.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you, Antonia, eat dinner early because you get better sleep if your food is properly digested?
Oh, I eat dinner early because I love to go to bed early, just like an old person.
Yeah, we're the same way. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Yeah.
I can't be, you know, so.
I'm up at 5 every morning.
Kayla?
Yeah. No, I just don't have a schedule that permits it. It's all over the place. Your schedule's weird.
Well, so then you're more this one, ignoring the clock, eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired.
Yeah.
That's more you.
But if
you just get it where you can get it.
Absolutely. But if I had my choice with the sleep, I would go to bed early.
Are you regimented, Antonia, or do you are you on a schedule, or do you just kind of let it fly?
I mean, I just let it fly, but I'm not staying up past 9 for sure. I'm already tired.
We're I would love to tell you that we are regimented, but we just kind of let it fly. But you're right, 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock is death. You know that I know I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have blankets for the couch?
Yes.
It's a two-part question. Do you have blankets for the couch? Of course, Michaela.
Yeah.
I think we all do. Do you have a heated blanket for your bed?
I don't have one for my bed, but I do have a heated blanket that every once in a while, when it gets really cold, I take out to the couch.
We have heated mattress pads.
Ooh,
that's nice.
Preheat the bed. Yeah, it's solid.
What?
It's solid.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
I have a heating pad for the couch, and I have a heating
pad
the bed.
Just like a regular heating pad.
Yeah.
I got you. No,
but
smart.
I love it.
Where do you put it?
I put the one beside my bed, obviously. And
no,
then
I mean, like, what part of your body does it heat?
Oh my God, am I an idiot?
Well, no, because this could be.
No,
could
you
be on
were
your
absolutely
feet.
Right.
It could be on your lower back.
I like to have it on my lower back.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Then I just lay there like a mummy.
God, there's so many of these are so good. But do you, when you get home, do you switch to comfortable clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm so.
I mean, if I can wear leggings all day, definitely leggings. And then when you come home, you really don't have to change.
Yeah, I was going to co-sign that. I was going to say, sometimes I'm so old, I wear lazy clothes even to work, so that I can just be lazy clothes
this
girl.
This is the place for it.
Yeah.
This is the place for it. Oh, my God. Okay, just one more, even though I know we're supposed to go. Do you use closed captioning on everything you watch?
I only do that if I'm at the gym, like on the treadmill or something, and I want to watch the show and listen to my music.
Understood.
Yeah.
We have the volume up anyway at a normal level, but we also do closed captioning. We do not do it on news shows or sporting events because it's annoying.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't keep up with the live. But a recorded show, like a recorded show, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Hmm. We do.
Yeah.
Do you do it?
No, haven't succumbed yet. Probably should.
That's great. Yeah, there's nothing
You'll
to do with being.
There.
Yeah, no, it's.
I think I am there. I just refuse to let myself be there. I'm like, no, I can hear them.
It's
fine.
A bit of a focus level thing
yeah.
for me. It helps me kind of lock in. And then do you find yourself ever where you're actually just reading at the bottom of the screen and you're not really watching the show?
Yeah, because it is a distraction thing, like you said.
I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll do that. And I'll be like, what am I doing right now? Am I reading?
Or watching the show.
Or am I watching this? It's ridiculous. Double the prizes. Angela Johnson Reyes tickets for you. Pitbull tickets for you. Clear out next Wednesday. Clear out Saturday, July 26th. Look at you, Rich.
Woo! I'm so excited. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
have a great weekend. Hang on.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Do you remember yesterday, Michaela, when we were talking about the mustache?
Yes.
About having a mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Do I have a name for this guy? Adam. Adam was enjoying it quite a bit. Almost drove off the road, says Adam.
Nice.
And he says it was like the other girl was saying the other day, that it was almost like we were reading his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to reach out because he got a problem. She's got a mustache.
Hey.
Yeah, you know what? Just keep that in mind. I think you know what's coming.
Yeah, cool.
He wants to know how to handle the situation. It's interesting, though. It's interesting how this has come up. I find it interesting how this has all come up. We'll see if we can all help Adam together. Oh, yes. And there is this little matter of the Post Malone traveling tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
The big-ass VIP tailgate passes. We will have those for relationship rehab coming up in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Relationship rehab for Post Malone traveling tailgate, big-ass VIP tailgate paces. For you right now at 702-364-9898. Listen, though, because we've got work for you to do. Adam in Providence has a little bit of an issue. You guys were talking about mustaches the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I almost drove off the road. Was yesterday. Was that really yesterday?
Yeah, dude.
Because he sent this morning, and I went, all right, stop everything. Put this in. It was like that other girl was saying, you guys are reading my mind. My girlfriend and I are a couple months in. We have just reached the stage where we are calling each other girlfriend and boyfriend. That's nice.
Yeah.
Along with that, you naturally spend more time together and things begin to relax a little bit as you grow trust and become more comfortable. My girlfriend has become comfortable enough that I've started to notice. Big capital letters.
Mm-hmm.
She has a mustache.
A mustache.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
She got a mustache. Like, what is going on? Says Adam. Am I dating Timothy Chalamet?
Mm-hmm.
Is this my life now? See, it's really funny. When we reach the point in relationship rehab, that Michaela really starts thinking hard about it, she just shuts down. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying it's really funny where we get to that point and you start thinking real hard in your head.
Well, you know what it is? I already have an opinion right away.
Sure.
And I don't want to give it to sway anybody.
Right.
So I know me. I have to stand back because I have an opinion about everything.
She pulls her knees up. She starts rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And then she has this little smile on her face. And yeah, and I know you're holding back everything so that the part that you want to hold back doesn't come out.
Exactly.
I know you. I know my buddy.
Yes.
So Adam says, because I thought this was funny as hell, am I dating Timothy Chalamet? Because he's got that little wispy thing.
Yeah, I get it. Just don't think it's that funny.
I don't think you do. Is this my life now? Can I really say something about this? When we were just seeing each other once or twice a week, things were under control, and I didn't really know that ... was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yikes. How does one navigate such a situation? Well, Adam, you've come to the right place.
Come on, baby.
Perhaps you've come to the right place.
Yeah.
We think. 702-364-9898. Relationship Rehab. Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I believe you and I are aligned on this.
Yeah.
I think if your answer is what I believe your answer is,
mm-hmm.
I think you and I have the same mindset on this.
Yeah.
Adam in Providence, to which you were asking the question.
Where is Providence?
It's that, okay, you know how you have to go to Centennial Hills every day to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
You know where, as you go around that curve and there's Wallapai?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To your left, Providence.
I love it. I love you. Thank you.
Many people claim, they will claim that as Centennial Hills.
Got it. But I know exactly where it is. You just said it.
There are also others who are fiercely, you know, I'm in Providence. Because mm-hmm. it's kind of dope.
Yeah.
It's new.
Uh-huh.
It's fancy. It's
okay, cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good area.
So they want to be part of that hood.
It's a good area. It's got all new stuff.
Oh.
And everything. And then you go down to Durango by the hospital.
Yes.
That used to be my B-dubs. That was my hood up
there. Listen, I love that area. I really wasn't familiar with it, but my whole family lives there now. And I like it a lot.
And it used to seem like it was so far.
Uh-huh.
But oh, God. Yeah. So anyway, Adam, who does live, who also loves it there in Providence. Long and the short of it is they've been together long enough that things are getting a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When they were seeing each other once or twice a week, she was, I believe grooming more frequently, and therefore he was not aware that perhaps she's letting the maintenance just go a little.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
But he's noticed. She's got a mustache.
What does he say?
What'd you say? Hey, what'd you say, Brittany?
Yes.
Hey, Britt.
Yeah. I'm plucking my mustache right now. What do you mean?
You go off, sister. I'm right behind you.
I have a hormone issue called PCOS. I know all the ladies are screaming right
same,
now. It's really
same,
popular,
same, same. I had a full beard.
Facial hair.
I'm obsessed with you. I was going to say the same thing, the PCOS. You got it.
Did you try? I thought it was just because you were Italian.
No, I got a double whammy. Being Italian and PCOS, I could grow a weave out of this face.
Right now, like right now?
I'm on medication for the PCOS. I have it under control. There's a lot of things with it. Fertility issues, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But it does. One of the biggest things is facial hair.
What about, let's just jump straight forward ahead. What about laser hair removal?
I did laser hair removal.
And it didn't work?
It was incredible until I started taking vitamins to grow my hair, and my hair didn't grow at all on my head, but on my mustache came back luscious, gorgeous, and beautiful.
It always grows where you don't want it to.
Swear to God.
Are you feeling all of this, Brittany?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I never did, like, the laser hair removal, but I just pluck and wax.
Yeah.
That was pluck, you said, right?
Okay. Pluck, yes.
So Adam asks, is this my life now? To which my answer might very well be yes.
Yeah, it's way harder for her to deal with it than it is for him to exist with it. So first of all, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you can talk about it, but I mean, my husband doesn't care. I have him pluck my chin hairs when I can't.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't care.
No. Amy and I, if such things were to arise, she's like Norwegian. Her family's Norwegian going back. So she's practically see-through to begin with.
Yeah.
So any and or all of that stuff, you'd never notice.
Lucky.
But, yeah, if that was the thing, and it really is. No, he did not mention the big L word. You know, he didn't mention love.
Right.
So, listen, I would say that, Brittany, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says, can I say something about this?
I personally wouldn't be offended, but I'm very transparent, so I would have talked about it first. Like, hey, by the way, I know you see that I'm a wildebeest today. It's mainly just because I have a hormone issue.
It's my spirit animal.
Fucking and waxing it every single day. So, I mean, if you can exist comfortably, I'm going to exist comfortably. And he liked her before the beard. Like, the hair doesn't change who she is.
No. Nope.
It's a little shallow for me.
Well. But see, they're just getting into this. You know, they're just getting.
Yeah.
I would say to Adam, buddy, I would tread lightly. I really would be very careful with this. You may also wish to consider that as things go along and you also become more comfortable, there may be a thing or three that she doesn't like about you. You know, your hammer toe, your toe fungus, your bathroom habits, the way you know what I mean? There could be a million different things.
Yeah.
That she doesn't like about you either. So what are you willing to put up with? This also may be, it could be a deal breaker for you. It could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel very much how Brittany is. Like, I'm a wildebeest and I'm very transparent, authentic, you know, right away. I will say when I was younger, I got made fun of it and I was very insecure about it. So maybe her, I'm conflicted with what he would say to her if she doesn't have the personality like me and Brittany. Like, how do you gently break it to her? That's where I'm conflicted. Well, I really don't know.
And are you willing to throw away what may be the love of your life because you can't deal with a little facial hair?
Yeah, that most women have.
Yeah, right.
Really, maybe not to the effect that we do because of PCOS, but like every woman has it.
Yeah, we're waxing, baby.
Yes, surprise.
Yeah, it's going to come out.
So that's what I would...
Yeah, like how is he going to watch her have a baby if he can't let her have a couple hairs on her face?
Mm-hmm. Ah! Oh my God, I'm obsessed with you, Brittany.
Facial hair
is waxable, but being shallow is not fixable. So I think she needs to have a serious... I don't know
that he's that shallow. We're quick to throw the S word around on that, but I think people feel that way.
Well, because here's a different take also.
I'm angry.
Let me give you this take though, because I do. My fiance is a woman. I feel like if I met her and her mustache was growing, it wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't though want her to ever be embarrassed. Right. I would never want to notice something and maybe not be like, hey. Like, so I maybe would say something. Oh, God, I don't know. Well, I just wouldn't want her to be embarrassed.
Yeah. And again, with Adam, I would be like, dude, this is okay. Yes, this is your life. Decide if you can deal with it or get the hell out now before you break her heart.
Yeah.
She's a sweet girl.
Mm.
She's a sweet.
Is this the first time she's been fuzzy? That's another thing. Sweet, like, is she fuzzy, now just always fuzzy?
She's a sweet, fuzzy, hairy girl.
Yeah. And there's a group of us out here waiting to embrace you.
That's right. That's right. So just decide, bro, that you know what the deal is. And by the way, who made you so perfect?
Yeah.
No, but that's, yeah.
This was fun. Great, you're the best.
Yeah, can I also say?
Thank you so much.
Every single... as she cements what I was about to say. Every single show on the radio in some form or another says, and I think believes that they have the greatest listeners in radio. Mm-hmm. We actually do.
Yeah.
We actually do. Brittany, by the way, we'll see you at the Post Malone Travel and Tailgate at Allegiant Stadium May 3rd with your big-ass VIP tailgate pass and your two tickets to the big-ass show with Jelly Roll and skipping the line at the tailgate, food, drinks, photo booth opportunity, the Big Rig comic book before anybody else can get it, and an automatic entry to get a chrome Harley Davidson. What a great Friday for you.
Oh, my gosh. Me and my big mustache are going to throw up. I'm so excited.
And I will be there with my mustache to greet you at the door.
Thank you so much.
That's how you'll recognize each other.
Yeah, the mustache sisters.
You look like
you're
Wyatt.
The big fuzzies.
You look like Wyatt Earp. Oh, so do you.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so this is weird. And for a minute, I thought this was you.
Uh-huh.
But it's not.
Okay.
I don't believe.
All right.
Loosely related you.
Let's vibe.
Let's say you're on a first date. The other person puts their phone down. The lock screen is showing.
Mm-hmm.
Most people just have a basic screen that comes with their phone. I got to be honest. I've never known nor cared to customize what I have on my, I have an Android?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if we can.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just go with what it is.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. Other people do customize their screen with a photo of their pet, family member, or friend, pick from a vacation or one of their children's. If it's a first date, that child's probably going to be addressed, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What's that on your phone?
But yeah, right? Whose kid is that?
Yeah. I'm an aunt.
Especially
I'm an uncle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to make it very clear.
Oh, yeah. But then even then, do they believe you? You know, what if the person, okay, if you were single again, would you change yours? Michaela has a picture of herself at 16.
Yeah. This is so funny. This is coming up.
To remind you.
Yeah. I went to therapy a couple of years ago and my therapist recommended putting a photo of the age where I had the hardest time working through life.
That's so sad to me.
Always. No, it's been amazing.
Hurts my heart.
I love it. Yes. But the beauty of it is whenever you're conflicted, whenever you're feeling nervous or scared to do anything, you look down at this photo and you're like, hey, I'm your caretaker now. Like, I got this younger version of myself. Right.
Yep.
So I've always had this photo. But my nephew the other day.
For the record, I adopted a little bit of that from you.
I love that.
What would 18-year-old me think?
Yes, I'm telling you, if anyone...
Horrible disappointment. But that's another story for another time.
No, we're working on our self-talk.
That's right.
It's. I'm serious. When you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. You think about your younger version self. You got to like make it right with them. But my nephew said, oh, do you have a picture of yourself? And I go, yeah. And he goes, so you don't want to have your family that you love? He's 15. So I was like, do I explain this to him right now? That like, and then I was like, I know, bro. I get it. It's weird.
By the way, good on his parents. That's the training kicking in right there. You know what? Family first. You need a picture of your family.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that. So here's the thing. Yes. And yours makes sense. However, what if you do have a selfie as your lock screen? Just know that nearly 7 out of 10 people think it's weird. Yes, the word weird. This, I think, is different.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, if you look at my phone right now, it is Lisa. It does. It goes between, I know I have two phones.
You have two phones?
Okay, this is so
Holy
stupid.
Crap. Okay, can I tell you something?
I know.
Just in the last 15 minutes, I learned that Adrian's left-handed, and I learned that you have two phones.
Okay, here's why. My old phone has the TikTok app that you cannot download on the new phone. So I have my old phone so I can use the Wi-Fi so I can still post on TikTok, do the things that I need to do. Then I got my new phone. That's nice. I know it sounds ridiculous, you guys, but I got people waiting for me.
If you have
people,
Lisa. No, but on TikTok, aren't you?
Yeah. But I was just being silly.
How many you got on TikTok?
1.6 million.
Durr.
Yeah.
How many? So then how many on Insta?
47,000.
A sizable. Still sizable.
Yeah.
I'm like 11.
No, you're doing great.
11,000.
Heck yeah, you are.
13,000 on Twitter.
That's right.
X or whatever that was.
Yeah, babe.
Which I haven't posted. And that's also the number of years since I have posted.
That's a lot.
Okay, so selfie on the lock screen. Weird? Present day selfie? Weird?
Yeah.
Weird, not weird. 32% said no, it's totally cool. The other 68% said yes, weird/bizarre.
I don't know.
Adrian, selfie on the, what's your lock screen?
My son.
I was going to say.
Yeah, his baby.
Sure. Most people are clarifying that it's weird if it's just you alone. Selfie of you and somebody else, great. It's just you. But that's not a selfie. That's 16-year-old you. That's a completely different person.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you do have a selfie on your phone, I saw it on your phone. I don't know. I might be like,
no, weird.
What's up, dude?
No, weird. I'm going with weird.
Okay.
Somebody else did say, however, just to throw a wrench into this whole thing, it is a smart way to prove that is your phone if it's ever lost.
True.
However, to throw another wrench into it. Listen, you narcissist. We all know that's not why you do.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And this is Arimas Makis. Okay? He's a Lithuanian dude. He was trying to row a boat from California to Australia. San Diego to Brisbane, if you want to be, you know.
Okay.
He was really, really close. Okay? Mm-hmm. They've had storms in the ocean. It breaks my heart. It's like, good for you, dude, going so far. He had rowed up to 12 hours a day, documented his journey on Instagram, all these people following him now.
He had to set off an emergency beacon last Friday due to Tropical Cyclone Alfred. He was only 460 miles away.
Oh, my God.
When they had to come and get him.
Oh.
This successful outcome, this is what the, you know, their version, Australia's version of the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
This successful outcome highlights the importance of carrying an emergency beacon at all times. And thank God he had it. And thank God he set it off. Because can you imagine that decision?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've rode, I could practically see it from here.
Yeah.
I've rode all the way from San Diego. I'm damn near to Australia. Are you kidding me?
Awful.
Maybe if I wait 10 more minutes and you know,
I know,
but if I wait 10 more minutes, I also might die.
Yeah. I might've drowned. Just let me take the L. 400 right? miles left.
Yeah. Bye. Like I've come this far. This is all great.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping.
No.
Do the old Lieutenant Dan thing. Just lash yourself to the boat and see if you can ride the whole thing out. Is that all you got?
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Listen, I understand that we've gone away from religion in this country, that we've moved away from the church a bit and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you really how willing, though, to tempt fate like this? Because this sounds like somebody's got a lightning bolt with their name on it. Know what I'm saying? Police in the UK investigating a theft from St. Andrew's Church that happened last month. Mm. By the way, you stop right there.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
For the record, Michaela sat back in her chair, crossed her arms.
Sure did.
And began shaking her head from side to side. No.
I'm already mad.
Three paintings were stolen, including one that very specifically says, "Thou shalt not steal."
No. Oh, my God.
The works also included one with the Lord's Prayer. They were all in big, heavy wooden frames. It's not like somebody just went, "Nah, we're going to move them," you know, or whatever. Yeah. They knew what they were doing.
Of course.
They know why they're going to. It's unclear how much they're worth, although they hold quite great sentimental value to the church and its members. That said, police say the church did not show any signs of forced entry. Does it make it even worse if it's an inside job?
The enemy lives inside the house.
And the cops are asking people to keep an eye out, even on Facebook Marketplace.
Stop. My God.
So if you see the big heavy thing that says thou shalt not steal, then I would, you know, thou shalt call the police.
Yeah.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, a few minutes ago, we were talking about religion.
Yep.
How the world has gotten away from the religion. Well, maybe you just got to make it more, I don't know what the answer to that is, but maybe you just got to make it more, you know, where it fits to people's lives and what they're interested in.
Sure.
For example, I think you would like this. There is a religion called Mama Tata, which was founded...
Why would you think I like that? And which, by the way,
I'll tell you why.
Already.
Which was founded by someone who saw a vision of Jesus riding a motorcycle.
Oh, Mama Tata.
See,
yes,
you're
yes.
in now. The Father, the Son, and the Harley Spirit. You know what I'm saying right now.
I love it.
Jodie Foster. You know Jodie Foster.
Yep.
The famous actress. She speaks such perfect French that she does her own dubbing for French versions of her movies.
Wow.
I'll bet that's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
What color are your eyes?
Hazel.
Yeah.
They change.
What color are mine?
Blue?
No.
Green?
Yeah.
Are they green?
Yeah. I'm special.
Beauty.
They're the rarest in the world, green eyes are. Only about 2% of people have them.
Beautiful.
And they'll flip into hazel. They will, but they're green.
Yeah.
Most common eye color.
Brown.
Yup. Make your own joke. Because everybody's full of it. That's right. Have an amazing weekend. Let's get out of here. What do you say? Finish strong on your Friday and let's just go tear this weekend up. I feel good about it. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us on social at 985-KLUC. Adrian!
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Brand new interview with the WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin is available right now. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
And the lovely and talented Michaela Gordon. What are you up to?
Follow me, MIKALAH, at Michaela Gordon. I'll be at Delilah tonight. And come by and say hi.
It was so adorable. I was telling somebody the other day, who shall remain nameless, our friend that you were trying to get me to reach out to because you want to do more skydiving.
Yes.
Well, what's her email? What's her phone number? What's her email? I said, you know what? Just tell your daughter, reach out to Michaela via social, but just know that her name is spelled MIKALAH. Great. So how does she do that? I go, just tell her that. That's all she needs to know. But he so desperately wanted, he thought there was more to it than that.
Yeah. No. Can I tell you that she did reach out?
Yeah.
Darling,
of course she
darling
did.
Girl.
No, of course.
Thank you for that.
But the important part was the older guy was going, no, there has to be like an email address and a phone number. And something. Just tell her to hit her in the DMs. It'll be fine.
Period.
Have it. You know what? Hit us in the DMs and we'll read them on the air Monday morning, if you know what I'm saying. Have an amazing weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.